Welcome to the great adventure, a journey through the Bible. I want to welcome all of you here today to study the scripture, and we want to welcome all of those who are watching on videotape around the world joining us for this Bible study. While we cannot be together, we're together in spirit, and we're going to go on this adventure together. Let's open up with prayer this evening. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for this incredible opportunity to go through your word, to get a hold of your thoughts, your will, your ways, your deeds. I pray, Lord, that as a result of this study, not only will we come to know you better, but that we will be truly disciples going out into the world and proclaiming the good news. We pray, Lord, for nothing less than a transformed world because of your work. We are your voice, we are your hands, we are your feet, and we give ourselves to you in serious study of your word and ask you, Lord, to bear much fruit through us. Be glorified, may your kingdom expand, and may all people know that you are Lord. We also ask for the intercession of our mother, the Queen of Heaven, Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Spirit. Amen. Well, it is exciting to be here with you this evening. In our first time together in our introduction, we have a number of things that we want to talk about in this first lesson. We are going to give a bit of an introduction about the Catholic perspective on Scripture. We're going to talk about the materials that you have received, and you're the first to receive them. They're hot off the press. And we're also going to talk about how to read the Bible this evening and some of the problems that people have in reading the Bible. Hopefully, by the time that you are done with the number of weeks that you're going to go through this, you will have a structure in place in your heart and in your mind that you can take with you for the rest of your life and read Scripture and study Scripture by. Our goal here in this study is to equip you as apostles of Jesus Christ, to equip you in His Word and to understand the place of the Word of God in your life as an apostle, as a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want you to know right away that if you're the only one here this evening that is thinking to yourself, boy, I'm a novice and I'm the only one here that doesn't get this, you're right. Most of the people here only have graduate degrees in theology, and there are a few of you that don't. The truth of the matter is that this study is designed for the beginner. It's designed for the person who has never really grasped the Word of God before, and our goal is to give it to you in a way that you can understand it, and we're going to focus on particular books in this study, which I'll explain in just a moment. Every person here should have received a number of different items. One item that you should have received is the Bible Timeline Seminar Workbook. Everybody should have received a workbook. And in the very beginning, on page 2, there is a place for seminar notes for the introduction today. For every lesson, we have a place for notes so that you can keep notes in your study guide. If you're like me, you're probably going to want more paper, and that's why we recommend a 1-inch 3-ring binder for you to keep with you so that you can take more notes, because we hope that you'll be referring back to this study for years to come as you grow in the Lord. Everyone should have also received what's called the Great Adventure Timeline, Bible Timeline Chart, which is a chart that is in an accordion style that folds out, and we'll take a look at that a little bit later on during our first lesson here today. You should also have received in your packet a little box of colored pencils. These are specially made and put together for this Bible timeline. Every color matches a particular period of salvation history that we're going to go through, so pay close attention to the colors. You should also have received some designer jewelry. I have here in my hand designer jewelry. It's a brand new Timeline bracelet, and I'll explain how we're going to use it tonight. It's a mnemonic device to help you learn the structure of the Bible, and it's an exciting way to do it. And we're expecting that people will put these on tonight and not take them off until next May. Now, the truth of the matter is you can keep them on as long as you want, and it'll help you to memorize Scripture, which I'm going to show you this evening. I'd like to start off tonight in our introduction to talk just a little bit about the place of Scripture in our lives. We have many, many Catholics here, and this is a Catholic Bible study. We have our Protestant brothers and sisters who are here with us tonight, and welcome. We also have those people from the Jewish faith, from Judaism, who are here this evening. We welcome you into our Scripture study also. But I'm going to be speaking uniquely from the Catholic perspective. And to start off with, I would like to just kind of set the record straight as to where the Scriptures fit into the Catholic life. Not only do we celebrate them in the liturgy, not only do we read them on special occasions, but the Scriptures are to be a part of the daily life of a Catholic. In fact, St. Jerome said that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, and we don't want to be ignorant of Christ. And there was a time where if you said to a Catholic, do you know what Colossians chapter 1 says? They would answer with, oh, I don't know what the Bible says. I'm a Catholic. Well, while that is sort of funny when you hear it, it is the same as saying, do you know Jesus Christ? And someone laughing and say, oh, I don't know the Lord. I'm Catholic. Because to be ignorant of Scripture is to be ignorant of Christ. And the Scripture is meant to be lived in on a daily basis, and that's what we're going to teach in this first lesson. The Bible is called the Word of God. It's made up of 73 books. Our Protestant brothers and sisters have 66 books. They took 7 books out of the Bible a few hundred years ago. We maintain the canon that has been there since 393 and 397, the Councils of Hippo and Carthage, where the Catholic Church came together and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit determined which books would make up the canon. The Bible's divided up into 2 sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament, but 73 individual books. We call this the Word of God. But as Catholics, we are not people of the book, we are people of the Word, and specifically the living Word, Jesus Christ. Throughout church history, the Word of God has come to the church in 2 primary ways. The written Word, which we have before us today, and that's what we're going to be studying, and also the oral tradition, or the tradition that was handed on from the lips of Jesus to the disciples, to their apostles, guarded by the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the Word of God, we're talking about the fullness of the Word of God in the community as Scripture and the tradition. And the tradition is not any less the Word of God, and the Bible is not any more the Word of God, although the Bible celebrates a particular position in that it is inspired by God, whereas tradition is not inspired in the sense that God is the author, but nevertheless it is the Word of God given to us as a community. Now this idea that the Word of God, it comes to us in Scripture and tradition, is not something that Catholics made up. In fact, I came into the Catholic Church due to my studies in Judaism, the Old Testament, and the rabbinic backgrounds of Jesus' teaching. And I was very aware that Judaism, even till today, holds to this thought, that the Word of God came to Moses in written form on Mount Sinai. Yes, the written Word. But the Jews have always believed that the Word of God came to Moses on Mount Sinai in an oral word also. So the community possessed a written word and an oral tradition, with the elders of the community leading and teaching and protecting that body. We as Catholics are carrying on that same tradition from the Old Testament. Jesus believed in the Word of God as written and the tradition. Paul also believed it, which we'll speak about when we come to the New Testament. We stand in that great river of tradition when we speak of the Word of God being written and oral, and that's important. What makes this book so different from any other book is not the fact that it's using English words or that there's 73 individual books which make up an entire story. What makes this really different is the fact that it is inspired. It's inspired. And that word inspiration means, it comes from a word theopneustos. And theopneustos means God, theopneustos, breathed, like a pneumatic gun, air, theo, God breathed. And it comes to us from God. Now the church uses a particular formula to describe the word inspiration. That to be inspired by God means that the Holy Spirit is the principal author of Scripture. Even though God used men moved by the Holy Spirit to write down human words and only those words that the Holy Spirit wanted for the sake of your salvation.